Tobias is on the job on Santa Cruz Island. He was once a shelter dog in Montana, but now he's an environmental superstar. Tobias is a one-of-a-kind ant dog. He's the only dog in the world trained to track down a specific invasive species of ant in the wild, and that's what he's doing as he sniffs his way through some brush in a Santa Cruz Island canyon. Kai Zimmerman is a conservation dog handler.
Right now, Tobias is actively searching. His nose is down, his tail's really active. Those are all body signals to me that he's searching. What I'm watching him for are subtle changes in his behavior that indicates that he's getting into target scent, in this case, dance.
The National Park Service and the nonprofit group The Nature Conservancy, which owns part of the island, have been trying to restore Santa Cruz Island by removing non-native species. One of the big problems is non-native ants.
Argentine ants are the sugar ants in your kitchen, in your home. They're running around eating food, usually at your water source, at your sink or something like that. Here on the island, they're super aggressive compared to our native ants. Where Argentine ants exist, the native ants don't exist. They've killed off the native ants. They also kill things like bees, pollinators.
Christina Bozer is a California Islands ecologist with the Nature Conservancy. She says it's believed the ants were accidentally brought to the island years ago. Along with some construction materials.
They're hitchhikers. The Argentine ants are very good at hitchhiking. They're originally from South America, but they currently have hitchhiked to all six continents except for, of course, Antarctica.
She was handed the job of trying to find a way to get rid of the ants, which infested about 1,000 acres of the 60,000-acre island. The result is a 10-year plan funded by the state, the National Park Service, and the Nature Conservancy. They developed a low-level poison bait that worker ants would take back to colonies, yet would be safe for the environment. The pesticide was first tested in 2013 and used over a four-year period. Now in 2017, the Argentine ants appear to be gone.
A couple years ago, walking down this valley, there'd be ants crawling all over these rocks, going up to the water, drinking. You'd be walking around and step on an ant nest and covered in ants, and ants just boiling over your hands and your feet as you're walking. And just, you know, a couple years later, we aren't seeing any ants out here. It's amazing.
But how do you really tell if the ants are gone?
We think the treatment that we did was very, very effective, to the point that we cannot find any ants with us and our human abilities. We put out over 60,000 lures. We're at a point where we think we did a really good job on the treatment, and we're bringing out this dog to try to verify our results, to ensure that we can say, yep, okay, we're done. We did the eradication.
Bozer said they heard about dogs with super-sensitive noses to search for ants. So that's how Tobias ended up here on Santa Cruz Island.
We did consult with some folks in New Zealand who have ant dogs to try to figure out how do we go about doing this, but we really developed this protocol on our own. So we worked with a company, it's Working Dogs for Conservation, and they do a lot of conservation work using dogs to find things that are rare.
The ant dog appears excited as he moves through some brush.
Dogs are naturally good scenters. That's how they perceive their world, is through scent. Dogs can detect scent in extremely small quantities, much more than we can even imagine. The hardest part is actually selecting a dog that has the willingness to work with people and communicate with the handler.
Handler Kai Zimmerman says he and Tobias are truly a team.
It's so much more than just like sit or stay or go find. We develop our own language in a way, and it's all about body communication.
The team hits the field early in the morning and late in the day to avoid the heat. This afternoon, after more than a half hour of searching, the team calls it quits and Tobias gets a well-deserved water break. Ant Project ecologist Christina Bozer.
We started training the dog in February, so he's been out for about 45 days looking. He's got about another month, but so far we haven't found Argentine ant nests.
Even if the island is declared ant-free following the dog search, monitoring will continue for years, with the project funded through 2022. And don't worry about the future of Tobias. The ant-sniffing dog already has his next job lined up. He and his handler, Kai, will head to another of the Channel Islands, San Clemente Island, which is dealing with a 1,300-acre Argentine ant infestation. On Santa Cruz Island, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.